how they became best friends was that my mom's, my grandmother's uncles and all were already in Durban. Mm-hmm. So when the time, and my grandfather had gone as a child to Durban, when the time came for him to get married, my mother's side family, they liked my grandfather very much. And so they encouraged him to come to India, get married to my grandmother, and go back. So that's how, and my grandmother's family were very much into the Congress already in South Africa, helping the, to settle people there, because the workers who were going there and work in the plantations were being sent back. And that's time to form the South African Congress. And Mahatma Gandhi came back from England, and he being a lawyer, they had employed him, and my grandfather and he became very good friends. They did everything together, and they've influenced each other quite a lot too, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is so wonderful. If Gandhi was alive today, what do you think the message would be he'd have for the world?
Oh, I think Mahatma Gandhi was very much into a silent leader. He didn't want to walk in the front of the flock. He was always in the background. Like, he didn't ask people to come for advice to him. All the big Congress leaders and all would go to him for advice. Even Pandit Nehru, who was so highly educated. A lot of the Indian people had gone to England, got highly, highly educated. They would come to Mahatma Gandhi for advice. Even at the end, after partition, when we had all the fighting and everything. So, and when people came then to ask him what they should do, he would tell them, he said, forget about everything. What is the cause? Let's see the cause, and according to that, take action. Go and talk to the people who really are creating the problem. Where is the problem? Go there. They're the answers. Where there's a problem, there's the answer as well. So go there and not anywhere else. You can't go on the streets, no mob mentality. He was very much against it. So he said, solve the problems before they even start in the small little ways. And I think he would still say the same thing today that he told those people. To love one another, to take care of the poor, to love your children, to respect women. All these messages, I'm sure, would be back where he is, and he'd support it. And service was the big thing. Serve where you want, and serve and help people where, without looking for any reward, you know, money reward or praise reward or awards and being recognized in the papers and all. You know, that's not, you know, serve. So that's where my mom's family in South Africa did all along, always serving. It wasn't the money that mattered to anybody.